Good morning. High pressure is dominating the weather picture across interior New York and New England again this morning with a clear night. Temperatures drop back into the 50s and lower 60s, and that's where we're starting the day, with low humidity as well. Full sunshine all day long today will allow temperatures to climb quickly off our morning lows and through the 60s and 70s. Most everyone will be in the lower to mid-80s by mid-afternoon, with some spots in the lower Hudson Valley in New England reaching into the upper 80s. But all the while, the humidity stays down, and it will be a comfortable night tonight as temperatures drop back down into the 50s to lower 60s for overnight lows. That same high pressure will dominate the weather even into the day tomorrow as it hangs on, but starts to slide off the eastern seaboard. A return southerly flow will push temperatures into the middle and upper 80s across the area, although the humidity levels will stay down. Quickly, though, the humidity will begin to rise on Tuesday night as a warm front approaches from the south. This will be accompanied by a plume of moisture from the Gulf Coast, and a disturbance will swing through the Great Lakes. This disturbance, teaming up with the moisture, will produce tropical showers and downpours on Wednesday morning and into the afternoon hours. This will keep temperatures down into the lower 80s for afternoon highs. Another surge of moisture will head our way on Thursday with a mix of sun and clouds. Highs, though, will be in the lower 90s, just the outside chance of a thunderstorm. But by Friday and into the weekend, we'll have a deep plume of tropical moisture heading our way, so it will be very warm and humid, with occasional showers and thunderstorms and torrential downpours possible all 3 days, and highs will be in the upper 80s to around 90. Taking a look at potentially significant weather today, a near stationary boundary will remain draped from the Central Carolinas across the Gulf Coast states and into the southern plains today. A surge of tropical moisture will pool along the boundary with a weak upper-level low over Florida that will aid in producing showers and thunderstorms from the southern plains to the southeast. Rainfall intensity will increase during the afternoon and evening hours, which will increase the risk for flash flooding, especially along the central and eastern Gulf of Mexico coast. Meanwhile, an upper-level impulse over the northern Rockies and an associated front will extend from Hudson Bay through the upper Midwest and westward to the northern Rockies. Scattered showers and thunderstorms will develop along and ahead of this boundary, and some will likely become strong to severe. Additionally, bursts of heavy rain will be possible along the international border of Washington, Idaho, and Montana, increasing the threat of flash flooding there. Onshore flow from the Pacific Ocean will help produce rain over parts of the Pacific Northwest through tomorrow. And monsoonal moisture will continue to stream northward into the desert southwest. Combination of the ample moisture and daytime heating will generate scattered to widespread convection for the South and Central Rockies and the South and Eastern Great Basin. Localized heavy rain is forecast, and flash flooding will be possible here as well. At Mount Washington this morning, 100 miles visibility under mostly clear skies and 41 degrees, with a northwest wind at 39 miles per hour. And in Eureka, Nunavut Territory, Canada, mostly cloudy and 43 degrees. In Albany on the hour, sunny skies and 61 degrees, the dew point 56, 84% relative humidity, calm wind, and the barometer at 30.04 inches, and it is rising. The past 24 hours, lower 48 states temperature extremes ran from a high of 116 degrees at Death Valley, California, to a low of 32 at Truckee, California. For those traveling across the Northeast today, New York City mostly sunny in the mid-80s, Boston sunny in the mid-80s, and in Buffalo sunny skies with highs in the mid-80s. Checking the climate report, the high temperature in Albany yesterday, 84 degrees, the low 62. The average temperature 73, that's 2 degrees above normal. No precipitation yesterday, 1.38 inches for the month and 20.89 inches for the year, which is 2.68 inches of precipitation below normal. The average high temperature in Albany today, 82 degrees. The average low, 61. The record high, 95, set in 1983. And the record low, 46, in 1948. Sunrise this morning was at 5:55 a.m. Sunset this evening, 8:06 p.m. 14 hours and 11 minutes of daylight, a loss of 3 minutes from yesterday. Here are my latest regional forecasts for the northern Adirondacks and central and northern Vermont, as well as the Champlain Valley and Lake George area. Sunny and warm today with comfortable humidity and highs in the lower 80s. mostly clear tonight, lows in the lower 50s. For the Connecticut Valley and mid and lower Hudson Valley, as well as for the remainder of interior southern New England, sunny and warm today, comfortable humidity with highs in the mid to upper 80s. Mostly clear tonight with lows near 60. For the northern Catskills and Mohawk Valley west of Amsterdam, as well as for the southern Adirondacks, sunny and warm today with comfortable humidity and highs in the lower to mid 80s. Mostly clear tonight with lows in the lower to mid 50s. For the southern Catskills, Taconics, and southern Berkshires, as well as for the Litchfield Hills, sunny and warm today, comfortable humidity with highs in the lower to mid 80s. Mostly clear tonight with lows in the upper 50s. For the greater Capital District, including Albany, Schenectady, and Troy, as well as for the Saratoga area, east into southern Vermont and the Berkshires north of I-90. Sunny and warm today with low humidity and high temperatures in the mid 80s. Mostly clear tonight with lows in the upper 50s. Region-wide for tomorrow, mostly sunny, a bit warmer, still comfortable humidity, mid to upper 80s. Mostly cloudy and humid Wednesday, scattered showers and thunderstorms, lower 80s. Just the outside chance of a thunderstorm Thursday, otherwise hot and humid, lower 90s. Mostly cloudy Friday, Saturday, and Sunday, tropical humidity with highs in the upper 80s to around 90, with numerous showers and thunderstorms. For WAMC, I'm News Channel 13 meteorologist Paul Kiana.